Welcome to the deep dive. For years, when we talked about artificial intelligence, it really felt like something for the Fortune 500 C-suite.
Oh, absolutely.
Yep.
Expensive, complicated.
Totally out of reach for small business. But today, we're strapping in to look at just how drastically that's changed and why this shift is, well, maybe the most important competitive event of the last decade for small teams.
That's exactly right. The sources we've been looking at, they all confirm this massive accelerating change in the market. I mean, the gatekeepers are gone. AI is firmly mainstream now.
So it's not a luxury anymore.
No, it's a standard operating tool.
Gone.
And the data shows it's the small businesses who are seeing the most immediate kind of disproportionate impact.
So our mission today is pretty straightforward. We're going to uncover why this technology is just non-negotiable for small teams now and what specific measurable advantages you get by adopting it early. Think of this as your roadmap, really, for you, the small business owner, to understand how you can use these tools to compete on a level that was, I mean, literally impossible just a few years ago.
And the initial insight that really frames this whole deep dive is that surprising shift towards, let's call it competitive parity.
Okay.
The speed of AI adoption and, its accessibility means these small teams can instantly improve key metrics. We're talking speed, efficiency, accuracy to match or even beat competitors that are many times their size.
So this isn't just about small tweaks.
No, not at all. This
Yeah.
is about eliminating huge operational disadvantages, basically overnight.
That sets the stage perfectly. So let's start with section one. AI goes mainstream, leveling the playing field. We've said the tech is accessible, but what actually made it affordable for a small business?
Well, the accessibility shift is really powered by two things: cloud computing and the growth of these ready-to-use SaaS solutions. You don't build an AI anymore, you subscribe to it.
Right, you're renting the power instead of buying the whole power plant.
Exactly. This
Yeah.
democratization of complex computation is why the adoption rate is just soaring among small and medium-sized businesses. They're not installing big proprietary systems. They're just plugging into API-driven services that are scalable and, pretty inexpensive.
And once they plug in, they start closing that gap on the metrics that matter. So let's talk about that competitive parity you mentioned, speed, efficiency, accuracy. What does that actually look like for, say, a 10-person team?
Okay, let's take speed, particularly in customer response. A huge corporation has massive call centers, right? Global coverage. A small business might have two people managing every single client inquiry manually. I mean, the small team loses every single time.
Of course.
But what if that small team deploys an AI chatbot for triage, for routing, for answering the common questions, which, by the way, the sources all highlight as a huge early use case? Suddenly, they have 24/7 coverage and immediate response times. The customer doesn't care how big your staff is. They care about how fast they get help. That's parity.
That makes a huge difference. You're basically turning a human bottleneck into a scalable dynamic resource.
And this isn't just for the front office, right? This is happening across all sorts of operations.
Exactly. We see three core areas where it's happening right now. First, customer service, like we just discussed. Second is lead management. An AI can instantly qualify and score hundreds of leads with an accuracy that would take a human sales team days. And third is just general workflow automation, the back office grind.
Okay, general workflow automation sounds a little vague. Can you give us a really tangible example of what that means in a typical small business?
Sure. Think about all those repeatable admin tasks that, everyone hates.
Onboarding paperwork.
Onboarding paperwork, processing vendor invoices, even just standard inventory reconciliation. These are all processes that just require recognizing data, applying a rule, and creating an output.
By integrating AI tools, those processes become instant. It's not about some futuristic robot taking over. It's about solving today's bottlenecks by automating those core repeatable transactions.
So we know where AI is being used, which brings us right to section two. What's changing the practical mechanics of AI? Let's dig into the how. What is the AI actually doing that saves all this time and money?
At its most basic level, the core mechanism is just the sophisticated handling of repetitive tasks. This is the real low-hanging fruit, anything that's consistent, non-creative, and rule-based.
Right.
The time savings you get here are what allow that small team to then redirect their energy. If your staff spends 4 hours a day on invoicing and data entry, poof, those 4 hours are just instantly recaptured.
And that reallocation of time is everything. If you've got people drowning in standardized reports or data management, those are your immediate targets. But, you know, if AI is just doing the boring stuff faster, that's just efficiency. The sources suggest something more powerful is happening.
It is, because the function moves beyond simple automation and into what you could call strategic intelligence, or augmentation.
Augmentation.
Yeah. While automation does the boring stuff, strategic intelligence uses that same data to give you these high-value functions, like offering key insights or predicting customer behavior.
Okay, let's talk about that augmentation side, because that sounds like where the real edge is. Prediction and insight.
Yeah.
That's a massive leap from traditional business intelligence, which is mostly just looking backwards.
It's a huge leap.
So what kind of predictive insights are small businesses actually getting?
They're getting the ability to see around corners. I mean, for a retailer, it might be predicting which specific products will sell out in the next 2 weeks based on weather, local events, and past purchase data, so they can optimize inventory instantly.
Okay.
For a service provider, it could be identifying which clients are showing behavioral signs of a high churn risk before they actually cancel. This shifts the owner from just reacting to problems to proactively driving strategy.
That level of foresight from complex data analysis, that used to require a whole data science department.
It did. Now it's just part of a subscription service.
But here's a skeptical question. Does the business owner really have time to sit and absorb all these new insights? What's the real tangible benefit to their day-to-day?
That's a great question. And it connects right back to the owner's own priorities. The data we've reviewed really emphasizes that the major shift is in the allocation of the leaders, well, their mental capital.
Okay.
AI lets owners stop chasing paperwork, that daily grind of maintenance and compliance, and instead lets them focus on growth.
So the immediate benefit isn't just about cutting costs. It's about freeing up the founder's cognitive load. They can spend their day thinking about market expansion or product development instead of, you know, correcting invoicing errors.
Precisely. It's moving the owner from the tactical trenches to the strategic high ground. But that brings up a critical point.
Yeah.
If everyone has access to this, why is it so important to adopt it now? Which leads us to section 3, the imperative of early adoption.
Yeah, the sources make a really strong claim here. Businesses that adopt AI early gain a decisive edge. Why is that edge so critical? Won't it just become a standard cost of doing business in a few years?
Because the benefits, they have this powerful compounding effect. It's not a static one-time gain. When you save time and cut costs today, you reinvest that right back into innovation or marketing.
Oh, I see.
Your competitors who wait, they're actually compounding their operational debt. They're spending more human hours on tasks that an early adopter automated last year.
That operational debt, that's a powerful way to put it. That's the primary risk of doing nothing. So let's try to quantify that decisive edge. What are the specific measurable payoffs here?
We're talking about direct, quantifiable improvements. You're saving employee time, which translates directly to reduced labor costs per unit of output. You're gaining a massive competitive edge through a better customer experience. And maybe most important, you're establishing your data models first.
What do you mean by that?
The AI systems learn from your business data. So the earlier you start feeding it, the richer, more proprietary, and more accurate your strategic intelligence becomes over time.
I find the emphasis on the low barrier to entry really interesting. We're sort of conditioned to think of any new tech adoption as this massive, risky project.
It's the complete opposite here. The sources stress that even simple automation can make a huge difference. You don't need to go out and hire a data scientist. You just need to identify one critical, repetitive, bottleneck-like handling first-tier support emails and find a simple AI solution for it. That one low-cost move starts the whole compounding cycle.
So if the barrier to entry is that low, what does that mean for future market leadership?
The prediction is pretty stark, and it should be a wake-up call. The sources project that businesses that embrace this now will lead the market in a few years. It suggests that efficiency, powered by automation, is going to become the main differentiator. It'll override traditional factors like how long you've been around or where you're located. If you wait 5 years, your competitors will have saved thousands of hours and invested them in growth, leaving you playing catch-up on the fundamentals.
That really drives home the urgency. Now, whenever we talk about automation and efficiency, we have to talk about the big question it raises internally: job replacement. So let's tackle that head-on in section 4. The human element empowerment, not replacement.
This is probably the most crucial part of the discussion for any owner thinking about this. The tech is new, but the fear of automation taking jobs is, you know, it's not.
Right.
However, the core message from all the sources is overwhelmingly positive on this. The line is, AI is not replacing people, it's empowering them.
Empowerment's a great word, but how do we make sure it's not just, you know, corporate spin? Right. If AI is doing the data entry and the lead scoring, where do those people go?
It works through staff reallocation. It's about shifting human talent to the areas where machines simply can't compete. By taking repetitive tasks off their plate, AI frees your staff for higher value work.
So redirecting them.
Exactly, redirecting that human talent toward innovation, complex problem solving, and relationship building.
Okay, can you give us some concrete examples of that higher value work? What is machine bad at that a newly freed up person can excel at?
Well, machines are bad at empathy. They're bad at deep negotiation, at creative ideation. So, for example, the person who used to spend 4 hours qualifying leads, they can now spend those 4 hours designing a personalized, high-touch client retention strategy for your top five customers, something that strengthens relationships and increases lifetime value.
I see.
Or they could be tasked with a complex supplier negotiation where, you know, nuance and subtle communication are absolutely required. These are high-leverage activities that directly drive growth.
So the staff's role shifts. It goes from being an operational conduit, just moving information around, to being a strategic innovator, a relationship architect.
Yeah.
That sounds like it needs a huge cultural shift inside the business.
It does. It requires very intentional leadership. The owner has to see these AI tools not just as cost-cutting measures, but as capability enhancers.
Right.
They have to invest in training that focuses on the uniquely human skills, soft skills, creative thinking, strategic analysis. If the AI handles managing the data, the humans need to focus on asking better questions about that data. That's the empowered staff's new strategic focus.
I can see the cycle now. So operational bottlenecks get solved by AI, which frees up staff time.
Mm-hmm.
The owner uses that freed up capacity to focus more on strategy. And that strategy gets executed by staff who are now doing high value work that drives innovation and deeper client connections. It really is an upward spiral.
It is. The businesses that get this, that the goal is augmentation, not elimination, they're the ones that are set to dominate. They'll harness the scalable power of AI while maximizing the non-scalable, finite resource of human ingenuity.
This has been an incredibly detailed deep dive. Let's briefly summarize the three major themes we've covered today.
Okay. First, AI is mainstream and it's accessible. It's creating immediate competitive parity by letting small teams match big companies on speed, efficiency, and accuracy.
Right. Second, the mechanics of AI give you these immediate tactical advantages. It automates repetitive tasks, but critically, it also offers strategic intelligence-like predictive insights, which lets owners move their focus entirely onto growth.
And third, early adoption is a competitive imperative. The cost of doing nothing far outweighs the investment. And crucially, this adoption empowers your staff. It reallocates them to high-value, uniquely human work rather than replacing them.
So for you, the learner, the biggest takeaway here is this. You don't need to become a coding expert. But knowledge of even simple automation and knowing how to spot your own operational bottlenecks, that is now a critical business skill. You should start that discovery process today.
Yeah, our sources strongly recommend exploring specific AI and automation solutions that focus on those repetitive tasks, the ones that could immediately transform your business by compounding those time savings. Look for tools that integrate easily and don't require a huge upfront investment.
So we'll leave you with this final provocative thought. If AI successfully handles all the management of repetitive tasks and all the associated paperwork, what is the single highest value, non-scalable thing? The unique human endeavor that your leadership should focus on to guarantee you become a market leader in the next 3 to 5 years. Where's the greatest return on investment for your newly freed human attention?